Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, and thank you again for spreading the word and keeping this channel a cool place to hang out and talk about guitar. Had some nice feedback and back and forth recently, a mailbag episode and things like that. Let's get back to business with these polyrhythms. Okay, so what do we do before? We did two and three, right? Three against two. That's something like, you know, feeling it in triple and duple. Then we had three and four, you know. That's feeling triple and duple with three against four. Four against two doesn't do anything. That just sounds like eighth notes. Then we had fives, and we have five against two, five against three, and five against four. Those were all unique sounding things. So the next number is six, right? Two, three, four, five, six. Now what happens when we go six against these various things? Six against two. Let's say, I'll just take two notes, let me take a C and an A. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four. Now I'll put the two A's underneath it. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three. Okay, you can see that this is not anything new. This is just playing triplets, right? So then let's take six against three. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. Three. One, two, three. Okay, so this is just like playing eighth notes, basically. Okay, and then six against four. What do we have? That's the same as playing two against three, right? I'm sorry, same as playing, two against three. Six against four is the same as three against two, I should say. So that has already been done. So the only thing left is six against five. Six against five we have not done, so that would be something unique. Now six against five, this is not a particularly easy one. How should we start it? Let's see. Well, we need to find out which way is easier, to feel it in six parts to a beat or in five parts to a beat. Most people would say six is a little easier thing. It's more something that more people are familiar with. So let's do that. And by feeling six parts to a beat, I just mean like it's like two triplets, you know, in a beat. And in order to get six over this, we need to group these in fives. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. If if I play without all the intervening stuff, I'll just playing the accents, it's gonna sound like. Okay, but how do you get that accurate? It's hard to get it accurate without feeling all those little parts of the beat. But if the beat's going faster, it becomes harder. So, as with anything, we start slow. Let's do a little exercise. What I'm going to do is... G to an A flat on the last sextuplet. Okay, now I'm going to add another beat. Make this a two beat pattern. And I'm going to, instead of hitting the last sextuplet on the second beat, I'm going to hit the second to the last one. So it's going to be like. Sound like the middle of the beat, because it's going to be like 1 2 3 1 2 3. I'll show you what I mean. Just going to be right after the beat, right there. So the whole pattern. Sorry. Here, starting the whole pattern is. Try and speed it up with me. For a while, you should start to be able to feel the placement of those things, and then you start to realize something. You're like, oh, actually, I already know the placement of most of these. Like, okay, where the first one hits is right at the very end of the beat. Okay, so where the next one hits, it's on the fifth sextuplet, but the fifth sextuplet is the same thing as saying the third triplet, because it's like, it's the same as going, don't bat, it's the same location, right? Because four sextuplets is the same as two triplets. So you can just feel that on the third triplet. It's much more relaxed than going, trying to hit it, you know? So I think, okay, the end of the beat, and then the third triplet. Now what about the next one? The next one is on the fourth sextuplet, which is just halfway through the beat. Which is easier for me to just think middle of the beat. I don't have to think about anything, really. It's just the up part of the beat. And then the next one, which is on the third sextuplet, is the same thing. It's just a mirror image, right? So it's the same thing as saying the second triplet. And then the last one is just right after the beat. So you got the very end of the beat, then you got the third triplet, then you got the middle of the beat, and you got the second triplet, and you got the very beginning of the beat. So you got dang, 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 dang. Right? And that's something that you could just repeat until you start to feel it like these other ones as its own just sound, you know. So I'm just feeling if we speed it up fast enough, let's see, and I'll do something with like let's do where we have five notes. I'll play this little pentatonic and I'll make it hipper. I'll put an F in the bottom. Six notes. Thank you. so that's a good start. Maybe I'll do another video, because this one's already getting long, about turning that around and feeling it in quintuplets grouped in sixes. That you would feel phasing the other direction. They would start on the first quintuplet and then go to the second and so on like that. Everything is just kind of mirror image with all these patterns. Admittedly, this one is not as common as three against four and all that stuff, but still, it's useful to practice this type of stuff to see if you can accurately do it and control which subdivision you're placing the note on. It's a pretty interesting exercise. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.